Today, workers at a Mercedes plant in Alabama have filed for an election to join the United Auto Workers Union. This is a big deal in a state where anti-union attitudes are strong. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on why some Mercedes workers now say they need a union.
This Mercedes factory is practically a small city. It's got roughly 6,000 workers making hundreds of thousands of luxury SUVs each year, some selling for more than $200,000. In other words, it's a big plant making big cars with big price tags that bring in big revenue.
Man, this is the cash cow. Mercedes-Benz, we build the big SUVs.
Jeremy Kimbrell has been working at this plant for 24 years, and he says it's time more of that cash goes to workers like him. And for that, he says they need a union.
No way should a person be paid less money just because the place that they lay their head at night and sleep happens to be on the soil that's called Alabama. That needs to end.
Now, this is happening in a state where anti-union attitudes are so strong they're baked into the Alabama Constitution. Voters in 2016 added a right-to-work amendment preventing unions or employers from forcing anyone to join a union and pay dues. Plus, a large reason Mercedes and so many car makers have opened plants in the South over the past three decades is because there are so few unions here. Time and time again, Southern auto workers have handedly voted no in union elections and stopped many union campaigns well before they even got to a vote. It's because some Mercedes workers, like Jay White, believe a union would just cause more harm than good.
If we force Mercedes to go even higher in pay, we're going to lose in other areas, and that may mean jobs.
Besides, he says the pay here is actually pretty good, especially compared to the other limited opportunities in West Alabama.
They are by far the highest paying employer in this area.
But a lot of other workers are not comparing their pay to Alabama jobs. They're comparing their pay to UAW jobs. The UAW successfully negotiated higher wages and benefits from the big three automakers last year. That's given the union a needed win to sell to Southern workers like the ones at Mercedes, who've seen their great pay fall behind in recent years. Workers say a two-tier system introduced in 2020 capped wages for new hires like Moesha Chandler. She would never make as much as workers hired before then. That angered and motivated workers like her to sign union cards.
Absolutely, because work like that, there's no way that I'm going to give like the majority of my life to that place and just make $27.
Mercedes would not comment on its pay structure, only saying it's got a proven history of competitive wages. And workers say Mercedes ended that hated two-tier system and announced raises only after the union campaign started. But Chandler is still pushing for the union. She says the issues over pay and grueling work conditions have changed how people talk about Mercedes. It used to be the prestige job everyone wanted. Now it's a job people can't imagine themselves doing.
If I tell someone like, oh, they're like, where you work? I'm like, I work at Mercedes. They're like, you better than me, or I don't see how you do it.
Mercedes workers are also keeping a close eye on a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee. In a few weeks, auto workers there will vote on whether to join the UAW, possibly building momentum for other union campaigns across the South or stalling them out. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham, Alabama.